Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. Welcome to this Monday's message, which is the first Sunday message preached of 2021 by Bishop Dag Heward Mills. Today, Bishop Dag will teach you from his profound book, Those Who Are Proud, about what it means to be a person who minds high things and how you can escape this spiritual mistake. Allow today's message to help you not have a mind for high things, but rather focused on how you can be helpful and useful in the house of God. Today, discover why humility is the master key to entering doors that you never imagined you would be going through. Be blessed by the word.
Hallelujah. Oh, give the Lord a shout of praise. Oh, do it better for the Lord. Keep clapping, keep clapping. Oh, I can't hear your clap of praise. Please do it better for Jesus. Hallelujah. How many of you are expecting a miracle and a testimony this year? Wow, the Bible says in Hosea chapter 2, verse 8, that they did not know that I gave them the corn and the wine, that I multiplied their silver and their gold. Amen. We come to give God glory for all the miracles we see in our lives, whether big, whether small, whether you recognize it, whether you don't recognize it. It's still a miracle to us. That's why we testify. Amen. You are the next person to receive a testimony. If you believe it, shout amen. Let's put our hands together for Gideon as he shares his testimony. Gideon is in the Greater Love Gospel Choir. Oh, do it better for him. Keep clapping, keep clapping. What a blessing. Gideon, your name and where you are calling from.
My name is Gideon Otubua, a member of the Greater Love Gospel Choir, and from the UPSA region.
What's your testimony about?
My testimony is about how God miraculously gave me a pass in an exam which led to my graduation. So 2 years ago, I was supposed to graduate from a diploma course I was pursuing on campus, but it turned out that I had an F, which made me not be able to graduate. So within that period, a list of students graduating was posted across. So I realized that people were calling me, but I was like, what's wrong? Why am I receiving so much calls? So I then decided to speak with a very close friend of mine. So he was like, Gideon, bro, your name is not on the list.
I see.
I was like, are you serious? He was like, yes, your name is not on the list. You can check. But then I was like, I was so confident that I didn't want to check because I thought I had passed. There was no need of me checking. So later in the evening, I was like, let me check. Maybe it's true. So I took my time and then I checked. I was like, hey, my name is not there. Like, seriously, my name is not there. So I decided to follow up from campus to know what had happened. So when I went, I met this lecturer at the faculty and he said, what's your name? And I said, Gideon. So he went through the system and he was like, you got an F. I was like, sir, how? He said, this is it, you got an F. So he went through my records. He realized that I wasn't okay. I didn't feel like that was me. So he went through my records, past results, and he felt that you've been doing good. So what happened? Were you sick? Were you not around? Are you sure you took the paper? I was like, sir, I did. I was okay when I took the paper. And he said, you've got an F, so there is nothing we can do. So I decided to go for a remarking, and then which was supposed to take about a month, but it took so long, more than 3 months, 4 months. I wasn't seeing my results. I was so devastated.
What happened when you came to church?
So I came to church early last year, that was 2019, and one thing happened. I think this was a miracle. I didn't believe it. I'd never witnessed something like this. During communion, prophet just switched, and then we turned to a prayer time. And then in the prayer time, he asked us to take a piece of paper and then write on the paper 3 things that made us cry the previous year. So I was like, wow, this is a miracle. This is a breakthrough. And he also asked us to write on the paper Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, which says that, and it shall come to pass, before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. So I just believed it, took it.
You are very calm, as if you knew that scripture.
And then,
that's a very powerful scripture, right? Put your hands together for Jesus. Do it better for the Lord. Wow.
So while
they are yet calling, I will answer them.
I will answer them.
God will answer you too in Jesus' name. What happened?
So I believed it so much that I felt like it's over. I can even choose to learn or not to learn. If I should take the paper again, I've passed. So God being so good, today by the grace of God, I've taken the paper again. I've passed, I've graduated, and I'm doing a degree top up. And I want to say a very big thank you to God.
I'm sure you graduated with a pass.
I graduated with a distinction. Like
what?
A distinction.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Yeah.
God is turning your story around in Jesus' name. Whatever bad word has been used on you, the opposite will be used on you. If you believe it, shout, yeah. Are you grateful to God?
I'm very grateful.
Wow.
So I want to say a very big thank you to God for showing his love, showing me his love and mercy. And also to prophet of the house. Daddy, thank you very much for your prayers, your prophecies. Please don't stop prophesying over our lives, for it is the prophecy that fights for us. I believe it practically. And I also want to encourage everyone here who is going through difficult times, who is facing challenges, thinking that there is no way. I want to tell you that this is where the miracle is happening.
It's
in the right first love church.
It's in the first
right
love
here.
Church.
It's working here. For it has happened practically in my life. That means that it can also happen in your life. Thank you very much.
Wow, put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Or do it better. And finally, let's welcome Daniel Oforia Pia to share his powerful testimony of how the power of God touches life and changes life completely. Amen. Or do it better. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Hallelujah.
Hello. Hello. Hi. My name is David from First Love Leicester, United Kingdom. David.
From
First Love Leicester, United Kingdom.
Beautiful. What's your testimony about?
My testimony is about a great change that I received by receiving salvation through the ministry of the prophet. So 2017, the end of 2017, I was in my final year of university. And I was engaged in a lot of activities. So I hosted parties. Did weed brownies, did a lot of drugs, different things. I slept with a lot of older women, I did so many different things. But I was in the student union, and there was a girl called Abiola, thank God for her life. She outreached to me when I was with my Asian friend. She said, "Do you know Jesus?" And I said, "I've been to church, but you know." So I said, "Okay, I'll come to your church." So I came to First Love Church in Leicester, and when I got to the church, I saw Pastor Emmanuel Baden preaching, and he's here. Yeah.
Wow.
So I saw him preaching, and I was at the back because the usher tried to put me at the front. I said no. So I was at the back listening, and as he was preaching, I felt a fire in my heart to change and to repent. I didn't understand why. I've heard a lot of preachers, but it didn't make sense. So I got to the front, and I said, "God, I want to give my life to you. I want to change." So I came, and you know, I tried to change. It wasn't working. And then 31st night, I was invited to the joint service in London with Bishop Richard Ayi.
Wow.
So as I was at the service, I really felt like I needed to change. I couldn't come and then go back. So Bishop preached a powerful message. I don't remember what the message was, but I got to the front and I gave my life again. So I gave my life a second time. And then from then on into 2018, we had Candle in the Dark, a lot of different camps, and my shepherds kept helping me, encouraging me, and just helping me through the whole process. So I want to thank my shepherds for still for giving me a fire in my heart for Jesus, and you know, wanting to serve God. So I want to thank Pastor Emmanuel, Pastor Charles, Elder Shara, Elder Cristobal, just a lot of people.
And today, can you say that your life has changed?
My life has completely changed.
What are some of the
changed.
Things you used to do that you don't do anymore?
I used to. There was one time I was with a girl and her sister, and we were in the bed, and yeah,
and
there was
that doesn't happen to you anymore. Are you a shepherd now?
I'm a shepherd now. I win souls for Jesus.
Wow, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. You know, the thing that struck me about David's testimony is the fact that he couldn't point exactly to the time when he changed. But he said as he kept coming to church, as he kept encountering the word of God, you know, the prophet told Naaman, just bath in the pool 7 times. Go once, go twice, go thrice. And as you keep coming, you are changing practically. One day you will turn back and you'll be a different person. If you believe it, give the Lord a mighty shout of praise. And put your hands together for that miraculous and powerful testimony. You are the next person to have a breakthrough. Amen.
Father, thank you for this opportunity you give to us today. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Acts 20 and verse 35. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Amen. So the theme for our offering is very simple. It says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. And as I continue to give, every blessing proclaimed on my life this year shall be confirmed with speed. Amen. It is more blessed to give than to receive. And as I continue to give, every blessing that has been proclaimed on my life this year, all right? For this year, I should say, for this year, shall be confirmed with speed. Where any blessings proclaimed over your life, they will be confirmed with speed. By April, you'll notice certain permanent changes in your life. Amen. Jesus said, it's more blessed to give. What does that mean? What it means is that when you give, you bring a blessing to yourself. You cause a blessing to come. Just like the communion. When you receive it, it's called a cup of blessing. So, giving and the communion time are all times where some kind of blessing comes into your life. Now, a blessing in Isaiah 65 and verse 8 says, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, or somebody says, destroy it not. Or somebody says, don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. For a blessing is in it. Don't spoil it. There's something good is in it. There is a blessing in it. All right? So will I do for my servants sake, that I may not destroy them all. So sometimes God wants to destroy you or destroy everything about you. But because there's some blessing in you, when he sees the blessing, maybe somebody has blessed you, or maybe you've taken some communion and have received a cup of blessing, and he wants to destroy you, then he looks as though there's a blessing in the person. The person just had a holy communion. How do you destroy a person who has just drank the holy communion? Or he wants to destroy you, but the seed that you have sown, where the Bible says that it is blessed to give, it's a blessing to give, and you've just finished giving, you've just built a church, you've just built a cathedral, or you've given your whole life, then God looks on you and says, No. This young man, there's a blessing in him. This sister, there's a blessing in her. Or this missus, madam, there's a blessing in her. Or this brother, there's a blessing in Mr. So-and-so. Why? Because he's more blessed to give. And he's a giver. So yeah, but he's a bad man, but he's also a giver. Now, throughout your life, you one of the things that's going to confuse you is that there is good and evil in almost everybody. Do you see? You find out. You find out that there is something good in many bad people. I mean, the lions which go out killing the whole neighborhood, when they come home, you should see them playing with their cubs. You wonder if it's the same animal. And you see that he's very cuddly, nice, a very nice parent, very protective. You see that his stomach, which is full of somebody's child, has become a pillow for one of his children. Do you understand? Yes. So, the point I'm making is that do anything that brings about a blessing. Always do things that lead to blessings. Sometimes unbelievers even know this better. You know, one time I heard some unbelievers discussing, Charlie, let's go and give an offering to an orphanage so that the curse will not happen, because somebody had prophesied over them that they would die or something. So they said, let's go and give some money to an orphanage. You know, is he? Yeah, to cause a blessing, because giving is a blessing. If you give, it's a blessing. You know, you are blessed when you give. Givers are blessed. And I'll tell you something about givers. You will never know whether somebody is blessed because he gives or gives because he is blessed. It will be your confusion from now till you die. It's like gifted people. You never know whether this person is doing well because of his gift or because he works hard. Because you see gifted people work hard. Some don't. But many gifted people work hard. Some gifted people, they don't value the gifts they have. Very, very good at everything. But they don't value it. So they don't give much time to it. But I watched a documentary. I saw Michael Jackson working. And I was amazed how much work goes into what they do. And then you wonder, is it his gift or his work, working hard? Are you with me? And the same thing with giving. You ask that, this man gave 5,000. Is he able to give 5,000 because he is rich? Or is he rich because he gives 5,000? You'll always be asking that question. And what happens is that most people are standing on the brink, at the balustrade, and are looking and are wondering. You know, but it takes something to break your level of giving. So I want to say one of the things that I find, you know, is that you must have some markers. Forgiving. You must have what? Markers. Forgiving. You must look at amounts. You know? How? You know, there are some. One time I went to see a relative. No, maybe not. Let me not give that example. But you see, there are some uncles And aunties, you know, when they are blessing you, it will be how much? It will be very low, isn't it? And there are some uncles and aunties, when they are giving you, it's like, hey, yes. Even amongst the parents, the children prefer a particular parent to be the one to give them pocket money or whatever, because one seems to be counting things in a very detailed way. And then another one doesn't seem to remember what he gave. It's just giving. Is it not true? So which of the parents do you prefer? The one who is just giving. Yes. And sometimes when they want to punish you, they'll say, go to this one for the money. And then you know that you are finished. You are going to get a tailor-made suit. It will be made exactly for whatever. True or not true? Now, when God's angel moves amongst us, he knows this one will not ever give beyond this amount. The givers are maybe around here or there. Yeah, or there. Or there, or there, or there, or there. Or on the television, you are out there. In America. He knows you. Yeah. He knows that there's nothing like 5,000 with you. Has never been, will never be, since Adam, since Eden, since the Garden of Eden till today. You have never given 5,000, will never give 5,000. It cannot happen practically. You may give 5,000 to your family, but not to the church. Or for some other reason, or an emergency. Yeah, or for your mother, or for your father. Oh, you know, there are different types of people, like some are like really into the family. Like when it comes to the family, you see them performing, like money giving, family. They don't consider it as giving. But when it comes to the church, you see them counting. Or when it comes to themselves. Amen. If they tell you what they are wearing, what it costs. Or the phone they are using, what it costs. Or the television which they are watching, what it costs. And you see the person's ready to spend money on himself or his family. But when it comes to the church, oh, it comes in sprinkles of joy. I've been a pastor for more than 35 years. So I must have seen all this for years and years. You know you never get certain things from certain people. So, change your level of giving. Change your level of giving. One day, a pastor friend of mine, he told me, he went to see Yonggi Cho. And he told him, but Pastor Cho, since I started my project, you haven't said anything. You have not supported, you have not helped. So Yonggi Cho said, it's true. So then he wrote, shall I tell you how much? Yeah. I've not mentioned the amount. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes. When I heard it, when he told me, he was telling me that, oh, he told him, he said, I told Dr. Cho that he has not helped my project. Because that was the relationship. When you are close, you see, when you are far, you can't talk like that. When you are near, it doesn't matter. You haven't helped my project at all. And it will be true. Yay. Okay, you wait. I'm coming. Uh-huh. But when you are far, you sit at the door to eat fresh air. You get it? You can never say that. He said, I've not heard of a project. He said, which project? Do I know you? Which project have I heard of? Yeah. How many agree that there's always somebody who can say, you've not helped me in my project? Yeah, you can say that to somebody. So your Gicho just gave him. I'll not tell you. I'll tell somebody after the service, but I'll not tell you. Katabalaba. When I heard it, I said to myself, you know, I've not helped anybody's project like this. Yeah. That's what it also struck me. So I should be able to help somebody who is not in my church in a certain realm. Yeah. But I realized that people are at a level of giving. Yeah. Kan malosa tabarandala. It wasn't long and I had such an opportunity. Yes. And I also not tell you how much. But it was strong, yes. They couldn't believe it. It was huge. Change your level of giving. When you hear certain numbers, certain figures, it should strike you. When you hear somebody say, I heard one time Bishop Oedipo was describing how somebody gave him a car. And then he had a missionary. And when the person blessed him with this nice car, as soon as he gave him the car, he remembered the missionary, called the missionary, gave him, take this car. And he was blessed. Yes, immediately. He said, this one is for this person. Then ask yourself that, have I given a car before to a missionary? You get what I'm saying? Analyze your giving. Yes. One day, I only give advice to. You only give advice to missionaries, but you don't give them cars. You give advice, but you don't give cars. Advice and prayers. I was telling you something. Yeah, you have to analyze what you give. You get it? And then you see that my level, there are levels in giving. And I can give higher and better and more. One day I saw a certain sister. She said, she was talking about something. Then she said, you know, whenever I come to church, I'm giving offering. She was talking about something. Then she said, she only gives the word with the band, the one from, that is what she gives. So she can't squeeze the offering because she gives a word. You see, look at yourself and ask yourself whether you are into giving of words. And I think she was complaining about the fact that she couldn't conceal it. You see, yes. So she gives the word. Are you with me? Yes. Then one time I was with someone. And I heard them talking about somebody who came to preach, and then he went to preach, and then he was giving an offering. And when I heard the offering, I said, hey, I've not heard of such things. Then I got to know that there are realms of ways of blessing people who preach. You know, in everything, there are levels, and it is more blessed. It evokes a blessing to give. Yes. In your poorest state, you must learn to be generous because stinginess starts from childhood. Yes. Stinginess starts from childhood. If you are stingy, it's from childhood. Among the parents, one gives more freely, one doesn't give so freely. It's from childhood of the parent. It's from the childhood of the parent. Whatever it is. Maybe both parents are like that. If that's your case, then it's not easy. So what is our theme for today's offering? It is more blessed to give than to receive. All right? And as I continue to give, every blessing that has been proclaimed on my life for this year shall be confirmed with speed. Amen. Do you believe it? Yes. Everything that has been said, that you'll be hearing congratulations throughout the whole year, it will be confirmed quickly. In Jesus' name. Is it fantastic? So I want you to learn, break out. That's why sometimes we have offerings we call foreign exchange offerings. Yes. Many times I've done that. Said, don't find any foreign, no matter how small, and bring it so that you've also sown a seed in dollars before. Yes. It's a level of giving. Also sow the seed in pounds. So sow the seed in euros. Everything, you've done some before. You've given a car before. You've given a house before. These are all great things. And I see you moving to the highest level of giving. You've also built a church before. You've also built a cathedral before. That's why the Lord said to my heart, teach my people to build cathedrals. And I believe that the blessing is coming in Jesus' name. There's a blessing in it. Amen. So take out your special offering, your tithe, your everything. All right? Beautiful. Take out your offering, your tithes, your gifts. And it's more blessed to give than to receive. So I firmly believe that in this service, it's an interactive service. You are being blessed by the word. Maybe I'm preaching, but you're also being blessed. But then you are doing something to invoke blessings on your life practically by giving. During the Holy Communion, you are also going to receive blessings. Amen? Amen. Powerful blessings. So take out your offering this afternoon and let us give an amazing offering. Out there in England, you have tier 4, tier 5, tier 17, whatever tiers you have, all tiers are being wiped away by the blood of Jesus. American, California, you are also locked down. Every part of America, you are set free by the power of God today. Switzerland, Germany, South Africa, Zimbabwe is locked down for 30 days. Every nation, wherever you are, remember to invoke a blessing over your life by giving. Amen. Giving. The prophecy you believe is the prophecy you will receive. And remember, I want to tell you, prosperity is not usually by salary, but it is something more than that. That will lead to a certain level of blessings. So take out your special offering. Take out your tithes. I like to give tithes in the first offering now. Tithes, everything we do. Definitely we'll take another offering. But maybe your internet will get finished. The light will go off. Something will happen. Before you realize, you are tired of the church. You've gone to fry eggs. You've ordered pizza and it has arrived. So you can't have time for church again. So take out everything that you have to give to the Lord and for the Lord. Amen. And I know you are going to be blessed. Listen, as you believe all the prophetic words, believe in giving. Me, I believe in it. I can see that people who give, they are richer than people who don't give. That's what I've seen. And you always, always, always have this mystery question. Is it because they are rich that they are giving? Or are they giving because they are rich? Or the giving made them rich? Or being rich made them give? Which one is it? You always have that question. But one of the things that I've noticed in the church is that people who have so much to give don't give that much. Or they give very little. I was sitting with our pastor. He's he must be like 70-something years old, Dr. Mohan. And he said to me, rich people don't give. He just told me, in India, rich people don't give. It's the normal people who give. Yeah. And every pastor has that experience. I'm not saying that if you are rich, you don't give. You are the exception. Amen. Amen. Tell your neighbor, you are the exception to that rule. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, have we prayed over the offering? Oh, sorry. Father, bless this offering. Bless your children. Let them be the exception to the rule. In Jesus' name. Amen. You are exempted from the pandemic. Amen. I said you are exempted from the pandemic. Amen. And I say for the third time, you are exempted from the pandemic. Amen. Crisis may be happening all around, but because of the blessing in you, you will not be destroyed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lo, I tell you a mystery. When Jesus shall come, we shall not be the same. We shall all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. We shall all stand before the great white throne to receive our judgments for the things we have done, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. We persuade all men to serve the Lord. Where there is that victory. Oh yeah, great. Where is that sting? We all shall say, hey, then, where is that victory? Oh, great. Where is that sting? Whoa, whoa. Where is that victory? Grave, where's your sting? Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Whoa, oh, 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 death, oh, where is that victory? Oh, yeah, great. Where is that sting? We all shall say death. Where is that victory? We all shall say, hey, then, where is that victory? And grave, where's your sting? Oh, then, where is that victory? Grave, where is that sting?
This feeling down deep in my heart since I found you, and now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. Now I'm on my way, and I have found a new life. I have found a new life. Oh, oh, oh. I'm stuck on you. I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. And now I'm on my way. Jesus, this is where I found the love, the joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way, and I have found a new life. Oh, I'm so mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, and oh, this is a true and a faithful saying, that Jesus came into this world to save all sinners. And Jesus came into this world to save a sinner like me. Oh, see, I was lost in sin and shame, but you gave your life to save me. So I'm stuck on you. I found my place, and this is where I'm gonna stay. And now I'm on my way. Jesus, this is where I found the love, the joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. And now I'm on my way, and I found a new life. Have you found a new life? So mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, oh, oh. And oh Lord, I don't want to ever have to leave you. I don't want to ever have to lose my calling. 'Cause I love the brethren, I love my pastor, I love the church, the beautiful church, the first love church. And Lord, I love to be with you, and I'm gonna stick with you. 'Cause I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my heart since I found you. And now I'm on my way. Jesus, deep in sin, was falling deeper and deeper into my sinful ways. But now I'm on my way, and I have found a new life. Have you found a new life in Jesus Christ? I'm so mighty glad I found a new life. Oh, I'm so glad I found a new life. Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm so glad I found a new life. Oh, I'm so glad I found a new life.
For everything, do you wanna get to heaven? find out the Bible is so true. Because the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God, yeah. It is the greatest commandment. There's no greater good than to love the Lord. And you will find out that it is so true. More than
Hallelujah. Amen. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. Amen. How many of you are going to love God this year? Hallelujah. Happy New Year. You made it into 2021. This is our first Sunday. And we are standing here because he made a way. Amen. And at this first service of the year, I believe God has something to say to all of us. It's our year to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. How many of you are blessed by 31st night crossover / prayer time / prophetic time / communion / anointing service? If you missed it, all called and culminated into one powerful Hebrew word, chalak. Amen. And I believe that God really is speaking to us. And prophet said something that last year was a year of a Sabbath when we rested and we sought God. And God, you know, changed us. How many of you became more spiritual in 2020? How many of you prayed more than you've ever prayed in 2020? How many of you left some devils behind in 2020? And I believe that something new and something fresh is coming from the Lord this morning. I feel so expectant. I feel so, my heart is open, my heart is ready. How many of you are ready to hear what God has for you? And our prophet is about to speak to us. And within today's sermon is a blessing for you. It's a prophecy for you. It's promotion for you. It's anointing for you. And I can tell you, your life will never be the same. Come on, let's sing, "Nothing is impossible."
It's impossible when you put your trust in God.
At the back, can I see you sing, "Nothing is impossible"?
Nothing is impossible when you're trusting in His word.
Hearken to the voice.
Hearken to the voice of God to me. Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon.
Is about to change. Come on, sing in faith. Whoa. Say, "Nothing is impossible."
Nothing is impossible when you put your trust.
Your destiny is being rearranged. Say, "Nothing is impossible."
It's impossible when you're trusting in His word. Hearken to the voice of God to me.
Is there anything too hard for God?
Is there anything too hard for me? Then put your trust in God alone and rest upon His
Come on, First Love Church, declare that everything is possible.
Oh,
but with God, nothing shall be impossible.
Everything is possible.
Welcome the word of God through our prophet with a shout of praise, with a hand clap of victory, and a shout to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father, thank you for this opportunity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated. Now, today, I believe from the Chalak night, we were delivered a prophetic word that we shall be wise. It's a year to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Now, there are many harmful things that we have engaged ourselves in. They harmed us. They were harmful to our lives, to us personally, to others, and to the kingdom. So we are becoming harmless in 2021. Amen. Now, in the same vein, the wisdom of God is that we are going to be wise as serpents. Now, in the wisdom of a serpent, you have many, many wonderful keys, which I'm not going to go into today, but I believe throughout the year, I'm just sharing with you that that is a prophetic message. That throughout this year, pick that book and look into it. One of the chapters somewhere, you'll find something important for your life. Amen. Now, usually, there is one thing that is critical for you. If you look at Colossians chapter 3, this is just a little follow-up from Shalak night. If you look at Colossians chapter 3, look at verse 18. What does it say? Wives, do what? Submit. Then verse 19. Husbands, love. And an amazing little segment there. Be not bitter. Because in Christianity, you as a husband can become bitter. Then verse 20. Children, obey. Then 21. Fathers, provoke not your children. Don't tempt them or cause them to be stirred up. And verse 22, servants, obey. So, you see, everybody has like something that is critical for you. What I'm trying to say, you can't say that servants are not to love their wives. They are also supposed to love their wives. But I'm just trying to say that there are many, many things to do. But there's always one thing that is the main thing for you on a particular day. Amen. Now, today I want to continue because I sense that we have reached a new year and we need what is called the next step forward. So I want to continue to share with you on what is your next step forward for your life. All right? And the next step forward involves humility. Because Jesus said, no one can enter or take the next step into the kingdom, do you understand? Except he becomes humble like this child. So humility causes you to be able to take the next step to enter things. You see, you are out of full-time ministry because of the lack of humility. But you may not know it. You are out of certain things because of a lack of humility. So today is very short Sunday. Because today is the first Sunday. Everybody's wearing white. Those of us in blue will get prizes. Yes. All those in blue, please see me after church. We are forming a club. Because you must be led when you are coming to church. Yes. If you are in blue, immediately after church, you come and we are forming an association. I have the red association for last week, and today is blue. And I knew when I was wearing the blue, that I said that these people, those who are led, will wear blue today. Yeah, you are told to wear white, but it's better to obey God than man. All right. Now, Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. And he said, verily I say to you, except you are converted, and that is the conversion we are working on now, and become as little children, you shall not enter, or you shall not take your next step. Supposing you are supposed to step into something, he's saying, unless you are converted, you cannot enter. And it's so true. I cannot describe even one of the rooms of my life or ministry that I have not entered without the step of being converted. Yeah. Except you are converted and become, not born again, become as a little child, you will not enter. That's the truth. It's just pure. And entering things, you know, when Elijah told Elisha to go and anoint Elisha to be prophet in thy room. To be prophet in thy room. So there are rooms. Jehu, the son of Nimshi, shall thou anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah, shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. He'll be the prophet in your room. So a prophet has a room. And until you enter that room, you are not going to have what is in that room. So there are rooms for you to enter. And when you enter that room, you have all the things in that room. If you are admitted to a hotel room which has so many things, it's when you enter that room, then you are able to access the various facilities that are in that room. But you have to enter the room first. There are many rooms for you to enter this year. And nothing is holding you back from entering those rooms. In Jesus' name. Do you believe it? Now, many years ago, this scripture jumped out of the Bible to me. And the word which jumped out from this verse, Matthew 18 verse 3, is the word enter. Yes, enter. And I felt the Lord was showing me, this is the way to enter things. You cannot enter rooms, places, houses, situations, things, ranks, unless you are converted. And when you are converted to the state of a child. And the state of a child is not in size or in height. Because you stop growing from about 18, all your epiphyses will fuse. But not that height. But in terms of the characteristic of a child, which is humility. So, in the last few weeks, I've been sharing with you from my book, Those Who Are Proud. It's a very important book. I was inspired to write this book, particularly almost every book I read about loyalty, there was an orangu or some kind of experience made me realize how important this aspect is. And I had an experience, I realized how people are so proud when they become orangus, disloyal, and rebellious. And that the pride actually prevents them from going to the room that they want to go to. Because every disloyal person wants to be great. And thinks that by vaunting himself, he will become great. Now, today, in this book, I'm going to look at just one chapter, I think, and it's chapter 4, Mind Not High Things. Yes, that's all I want to say to you this morning. Mind not high things. Are you there? Romans 12 and verse 16. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things. That's all. But condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. All right? The poor people of this world do not have all the high things that the rich people have. If you are very conscious of high things, it means you are only conscious of the rich. Minding high things will cause you to despise the very people you are called to minister to. And it will cause you to despise the places you are called to go to. Minding high things will cause you to create a class-conscious church. All right? Now, every minister of the gospel must be conscious of the lowly things that poor people have to deal with. Amen. Now, let me read on. It is only a proud heart that thinks about high things and minds high things. That's why the Bible teaches us not to mind high things. Minding high things, noticing high things, being conscious of high things is the hallmark of a proud person. Minding high things is not compatible with true ministry. When high things matter so much to you, you cannot be a true minister of the gospel. Why should you be turned away from the people Christ loves? Amen. Now, what does it mean to mind high things? Minding high things is a very important, mind not high things, is a very important instruction for all of us. Because when your mind is on high things, you end up getting low things. And you end up heading towards what your mind is on. And when your mind is on something, it doesn't take long for the thing to get into your heart. One time, Kenneth Hagin had a vision. He had 8 of these visions between 1952 and 1958. And in one of them, he was in a pastor's house, and this pastor who he was with, he was there with his daughter. And I think the pastor's wife was not there. But he was there, he was living with his daughter, his little daughter. And it was time for his daughter to go to bed. So the pastor said they had gone to preach. He said they were sitting at the kitchen table having a glass of milk. And then he said they had been talking after church. And they said, no, it's 11 o'clock already. Let Brother Hagin pray with you so that you go to bed. So he got up and knelt down at the kitchen table. The little girl was going to go up. Let Brother Hagin pray for you. They called him Brother Hagin. We call him Papa Hagin. So when he knelt down, said as soon as he knelt down into a cloud and Jesus was standing there for 2 hours. Yes. Are you listening to me? Yes. No praise and worship, nothing. Just kitchen, drinking milk. Somebody's daughter. Let him pray with you and you'll go to bed. And suddenly he was in a cloud and Jesus appeared to him. And Jesus spoke to him about a pastor who actually seemed to be in the story, seemed to be that pastor's wife. Because he had been married, and this wife used to be a good singer. She was with him in the ministry for 20 years. She was a good singer. But one day, and I'm telling you this for a reason. When I say mind not high things, she was with him, and one day the Lord said, I want you to see what happened to her. This is how demons get hold of people. She was in her room dressing up. And while she was dressing up, she looked at herself in the mirror. And then a thought came to her that you are a beautiful lady, eh? You could have been out there singing in the clubs and so many, you would have had so much money. You have followed this man. Look, what do you have? What do you have? And in the vision, he saw the woman standing in front of the mirror, dressing up, and the demon came to sit on her shoulder. And when the thought came to her mind, she dismissed it. She did something and the thing went off her shoulder. Yeah. And the thing came back again the second time. Sat on her shoulder again with the same thoughts. You would have been so much better off in the world. How beautiful you are. I said she was a beautiful lady. And that's when I think Kenneth Hagin said that some ladies have a little something extra. She said every girl is beautiful, but some have a little something extra. Yes. And she shooed it off her shoulder. And the third time when it came, this time she listened to the thing. And she began to think those thoughts. And she began to agree with it. And then she said that the thing moved from her shoulder into her head. So she became like glass. So she saw it like a round dot. It moved into her head. Then she left her husband. Yeah. After 20 years. And went away from her husband and started to sing in nightclubs and started to move with different men. Now, obviously, the marriage broke up. Now, when this other pastor was going to marry again, I'm sure again, even though she had left him, I don't know, maybe she didn't want it, but in the vision, she had come to the town to come and cause trouble. Yes. The pastors went to this lady to talk to her. And when they went to the hotel, he saw it in the vision. She came to the door. They were trying to counsel her, talk to her. Bible says that wisdom from above is easy to be entreated. She came to the door with a nightgown that was open. Yes. All these are part of the stories. If you take time to listen to him talking. We opened that and she talked to the pastor. She said, look, you Jesus Christ and whatever, you can go to hell. I don't want you. I don't want. And she said that as soon as she said that, the glass, the dot that moved, had moved from her shoulder to her head, moved down into the heart. So it moved from outside to the head and from the head into the heart. Yes. That's what I'm trying to show you. When the Bible says, mind not high things, there are thoughts you shouldn't have. And of course, when you watch certain things on your phone, and you watch certain videos, and I can tell you, those of you young ones, and even younger ones, when you touch certain things, you are actually touching evil spirits. Because once a thought gets into your head, you change. I've ever seen something that changed the personality of people is pornography. Their personality changes. So the Bible says, one time, Kenneth Hagin, I was listening to him preaching, and he said, Jesus appeared to him, and he said, look, you will have so many questions to ask Jesus if he appears to you. And he said, he had things to ask. So he said, he came and Jesus was leaving. And he remembered one of the things to ask him. So he called him and he asked him, Lord, why did this person die? Because somebody had died. Why did this person die? And then the Lord answered him and said, the secret things belong to the Lord. Then he told him, the death of that person, he was trying to tell him, don't think about it. So he told him, don't touch it with your thought life. Don't even touch it with your thought life. Why this thing has happened. If you don't touch it with your thought life. Those were his words. Don't touch that with your thought life. Yes. Don't touch that with your thought life. There are some things when you think about them, it will affect you. And in his case, it was why somebody, a particular person had died. So don't touch it with your thought life. So the things your mind is on, before you realize, your heart is on it. And the Bible says, mind not high things in this world, but condescend to men of low estate. If you want to move into the rooms that God has for you in this life, in this world, don't mind high things. I'm telling you, the big things of the world, trust the Bible. That's the word of God. When you see high things, no, I don't need you. I need to condescend to men of low estate. Are you with me in chapter 4? Do you people have the same Macarius that I have? Okay. Now, let me give you the list of things, and then I'll just chat with you, and then we close. Yeah. Mind not high things, number one. Minding high things is to be conscious of the type of car a person drives. Yes. Number two. Minding high things is to be conscious of where a person lives. And where do you live? Zamrama line. Number three. Minding high things is to be conscious of the type of house a person lives. And you notice that a child doesn't know that my father's car is lesser than your father's car. Doesn't know there's a difference. But a grown-up who is filled with pride knows the difference. Huh? Or I'm wrong? Which child knows the time? Oh, that this house is, the cost is this. You don't know. Except you become like a child, you're not going far. Number four, minding high things is to be conscious of whether a person travels first class or economy class. Number five, minding high things is to be conscious of people's education in the wrong way. Which school did you go to? Which school did you go to? Pardon? Which one is that? Huh? Kumasi Anglican. Number six. Minding high things is to be conscious of a person's age in a certain way. If you are too conscious of age, when you see people too conscious, I'm your senior, you know. I'm your senior. Eh? You know, I was appointed before you, you know. You know, I've been around longer than you, eh? First Samuel 17, verse 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth. He disdained him. He looked down on him because of his age. So when God is going to bring somebody of a certain age to you, you look down on him. Number seven, minding high things is to be conscious of a person's color, a person's nationality, or a person's tribe. People ask, are you one? Are you one? Do you eat this? Minding high things is to be conscious of the size and profile of a person's, somebody's church. Yes. 1 Samuel 17 verse 28. And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard him when he spake unto the man. And Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, why camest thou down hither? And with whom hast thou left those few sheep? So you see, he was looking down on him for the few sheep that he seemed to have. Verse 9. Minding high things is to limit your ministry to places of wealth. Yes. I only go to, I'll be in Paris. So God has called me. I'm going to Washington, and from Washington, I'll be in Tokyo, and from Tokyo to Copenhagen. And from Copenhagen, I'll pass through Cairo on my way to Accra. Wow. Mind not high things. Now, every advancement comes by minding not high things and condescending to men of low estate. You see, large churches are filled with poor people. Medium-sized churches are filled with middle class and rich people. If the church would be large, it's poor people or nobodies. Yes. The churches that have prophets ministering to the needs of many, many people are all poor people. The churches which have teachings, good teaching, whatever, have people like middle class type of people. They have a teacher, teachings, and so on. True or not true? Yes. Yes. There will be doctors, teachers, lecturers, middle class, businessmen, people with contracts, people who know some politicians here and there, a couple of sprinkle of assemblymen, MCs here and there, an MP, a CEO, and a full car park. Yes. When you mind high things, so I want professors to be in my church, I want MPs to be in my church, I want rich people to be in my church, your church rather will be small. Because of that mind. Yeah. That mind will limit your church to a very small church. Yeah. When I moved from the Kodesh, I rather had a bigger church. Yeah. The first love church that we are building is far bigger than the Kodesh, than the Jesus Cathedral. Far. Yes. Huh? With fewer cars. And a smaller car park. And more buses. Minding high things leads you in the opposite direction of where you want to go. I'm telling you. Minding high things. Yeah. I met one brother. He said, he came to me, saw me in England. I said, why is it that you don't have white people in your church? I said, I'm appointing you as a pastor. Go and do it. Do it. I love them so much. He went to a white area to start the church. Shelley. His church is full of Ghanaians and Nigerians. Minding high things will take you away from victory, from all the blessings that have been proclaimed over your life. It's true. You need a house. Mind not high things. You will have a house. Yes. Many years ago, you see, I moved into my own house. I was 29 years old. I was in my 20s. Yes, I've never rented a house. And by the grace of God, and somebody took me to the house. I've never seen that area before. You see, where I grew up is not that area. It's far from where I grew up and where I know. I just know some few, knew from few places in Accra. Those places, the roads are tarred. That's where I grew up. Yes. But when he took me there, I couldn't even find my way back. It's true. Yeah, yes. Yeah, Accra, I didn't know how to go there. He told me this is a good place. And I said, amen, it's a good place. And that was it. Yes. It's a blessing. If your mind is on high things, you will never... You see, my mother showed me... You see, airport is supposed to be the one of the richest areas. My mother showed me an airport. They were walking in a bush with a surveyor. Yes, when my father was building there. He was walking in the bush. The surveyor was measuring the forest. The forest was airport. Yes. In my lifetime. Yes. So, you watch and see. This area, you'll see one day, nobody can buy land. Even already, you can't buy land in this area. Yes. Yeah. Mind not high things will make you have what you think you are losing is what you will be getting. Yes. What is the first one? When you mind where people live. Sir, I have to be in America. Most of the people who have forced themselves to go to America, it's not easy for them. They can't come back. If it was not for the church, people would not be coming for holidays in Ghana. Thank God for the church. Homecoming and other programs we have been having. Yes. Even that is not easy. America or suicide. America or suicide. And the mind is fixated. It is because our minds are on high things. That's why many people who could have been missionaries and would have been better off, far, far better off. But when they say the word USA, UK, Germany, it's aha. That's why a pastor, they were preaching and they said, you are going to be my missionary in Berlin. Amen. You are going to be my missionary in Paris. Amen. I receive it. You're going to be my missionary in California. I receive it. I submit, Lord, to your perfect will. Then when a pointer said, you are going to be my missionary in Burkina Faso. Katabora baya. God forbid. God forbid. God forbid. I reject every curse. Every work of darkness. Dark shadow that is approaching my life. I refuse it in Jesus' name. Why? Minding high things. What is wrong with Burkina Faso? Aha! Your mind is on high things. It sounds better. It sounds greater. Working for the church doesn't sound as great as working for. Mention the banks. But today, many people rather who came into full-time ministry are better off. The banks that they were following collapsed. We've had how many banks collapse in Ghana? When I was coming full time, let me mention about 7 businesses that maybe you know of. GNTC. Have you heard of GNTC? It was a shop. That was our Melcom in those days. GNTC. UTC. And Kingsway. These were the main shops, supermarkets and malls. Voditechnic, I don't know where it is today. Glamour was another major shop. Ghana Airways was a major airline. I see some people here who used to work for Ghana Airways. They should own up. Steers. We had something called Steers. Yes. Nando's. We also had Nando's. Yes. They are all evaporated. The church is still there. Yeah. So, you see, our minds, where you live. So I must live in the UK. I must live in Switzerland. Yes. I am half Swiss. I should rather be saying I'm going to Switzerland. But that, my mind is not there. As a child, I spoke fluent German. Fluent. Yes. Because my grandmother doesn't speak even one word of English. What organ? What language do you think I was speaking to her? What language do you think I was speaking with my grandmother? These are places I know as a child. When I walk in certain towns in Switzerland, they are my town. I walk up and down all the time over there. And here I am in the eastern region of Ghana. It's working here. Mind not high things, oh. Condescend to men of low estate. Yeah. Yeah. What's the next point? I gave you all the points so that you give them to me. Then I preach. Conscious of the type of car. Yeah. You see, people, you have decided to buy a BMW at all costs. It must be a German car. Have you ever tried to repair a BMW or a Mercedes-Benz? Have you tried to buy spare parts before? To find a part. But your mind is fixated. I must have this. I must have this. Yes. When I see people fixated on cars, they are funny to me. Yes. They are like children playing with toys. It's true. What is a car? And you see that one day I passed him, somebody came to look and said, "Hey, wow." Huh? So I just look and said, "What is wrong with this man?" Do you know how many people have had so many problems because of cars? Yes. Oh, many, many problems. People hate you even because of your car. And I don't want to go on about that. Because I would say some other things, which I need a lot of explanation to explain. What's the next one? House. Where you live. The house. Whether you travel first class or economy. When you talk of a car, you see, I grew up with my father. My father never drove any other car apart from Mercedes-Benz. That's the only car I knew as a child until I grew up. When my father died, that was the car that he was using, Mercedes-Benz. And my father-in-law. I come from a family with Mercedes. We never use any other car. Oh, yes, on both sides. Both my wife and my own father. I hear there's some other type of Benzes with other names. May something. I've not seen it. But that's the only car that I knew. You cannot achieve great things with your mind on certain high things. It's not that I don't know it. That's the only thing I knew. I've never, my father never traveled even in business class, only in first class. Only. I say that my father, you would never see him in any. He said his legs are long. He cannot sit at the back. No. I was a little child when I started to travel in first class with him. If you fixate your mind on certain things that you must have, I could not enter my ministry with all this. Which class am I going to sit in? Economy. It's what I need. I've flown economy for years. That's what I can afford many times. And even today, when I have to in economy, I'm in economy. Yeah. But you think of certain things, you will never travel. I'm saying that, you see, what you people don't know is that these high things, we have seen them, we never even saw the low side. We never even saw the low side before we even whatever. That's why people don't have anything. Yeah. That's why people are poor. I'm telling you, the next step, that's why your bar center is few people. Because you want to say, you see, people call people, say, this is a meaty church member. What is a meaty member? He's selling iron rods. He sells cutting materials. He has a shop. That if you are ever going to have a big ministry, it will be people without shops, people without jobs, people without nothing, without phones. And there will be plenty. When you mind high things, your church will be very small. We stopped having Swollen Sunday because there was no point. You can have as much as 5,000 people going home. It was madness. So we just decided to stop that thing. Because the people just can't get anywhere. Yeah, because we built the church too small. When we started First Love Church, you know, there was a time I used to pray that Lord send us cars. When we started First Love Church, I had a meeting with the pastor. I said, look, we don't need cars in our church. We need buses. We don't need, thank God if people get cars, but we need buses. Mind not high things. I would just advise you. So some of you, that's why you don't have many clothes. Because you have only expensive things. Huh? People are wearing suits, then they'll be measured. I've been places where somebody will be looking at my suit. Whatever. After that, they said, I'll never wear this suit again. I'll wear this, my step. You can decide. So one day I wore my normal, I walk into a meeting, just white people in Seattle. And they had to say, wow. I said, when I saw you, I thought it was like a president. Or I said, yes. Yes. My 5 cities dress, it is working. These are what kings wear in Africa. This is what we are wearing. Yeah. That one, you cannot come and hold it and say whether it's what. Wow. Mind not high things. That's why people don't want to be pastors. So what is it when they say you are a pastor? It's better to be a doctor when they mention. If I was to mind high things, I would never have left my noble profession, being a medical doctor, to become a pastor in Collegono. Yes. My mind would be thinking, sir, I'd be a professor, of doctor of MBCHT, FLQ, PPRS, SFMGQ. Wow. Does it not sound for the professor of this, director of this, master's in this, PhD in that, this in that. Work at this place, work at that, international director, double doctorate, work at this, this and that. So when you come, say distinguished. Wow, that's dark. No. When I said, okay, give it up. And you think I wasn't good in school? I was good. I was good. I was at the top. By the grace. Oh, yes. I only say these things, so I'm trying to help you to see. That's it. Don't mind, don't think of high things. And I descend, he said, but condescend. You see, condescend, the word con is just trying to massage your eyes. But really, what he's trying to say is descend. Descend. It descends. Descend, calm down, calm down, descend, descend. The real word you are looking for is descend. It's called condescend. Don't let it confuse you. Forget about the con, it's descend. The con is there to con you. And as I descended, my members, you know, recently one of my pastors, I converted him from Collegono. He said he was leaving the church, but it really hurt me because he's somebody who is precious to me. Because I remember how Collegono, those days, you know, he could not speak English. We brought him up and became a pastor. Beautiful. Yeah. These are the people. These are my people. For years, that's all we had. Forget about con. Descend. Collegono, I didn't know anybody there. Because I had not been to that area before. I hadn't got friends there. My friends were at Laboni. It's true. Rather by descending, you rather see things that you never would have seen. That's the amazing part. By descending, everything that I never thought I would see, I mean, I knew that I would never see again. By minding, no, I said, okay, no, I will not think about that. I would rather go and do the will of God. I will not be thinking about it. And when you descend to men of low estate, your mind is that I only see people of low estate. I rather look at the people that I've met in my life. Presidents. Yes. I'll show you. This what? President of where? Swaziland. Prime Minister of Swaziland. Yeah. And this is a vice president of Liberia. Yeah. President Mills. I was in the castle. Wait, show him. No, I was in the castle. By descending. Uh-huh. And as a president of Guinea. Yeah. I've been taking pictures with all these people. President of Mali. Yeah. Beautiful. President of Sierra Leone. Yeah. President Rawlings. Is that not a beautiful picture? Wait, go back to President Rawlings. Yeah. Beautiful picture. Yeah, I was with him in his house. Yeah. Wearing my 5 CDs dress. And then go on. Yeah. Prime Minister of Guinea-Bissau. Yeah. Don't mind height. So when you mind height, you will not see what God has planned for you. Do you think as a doctor I would have seen? What would I have explained to see this man? As a doctor sharing chloroquine, what reason would I make to see? He has his own doctors. He has a lot of doctors. He will go to France when he's not feeling well. Do you think he will listen to me? Go on. Yeah, the vice president of Ghana. Vice president elect as well. Four more. Yeah, go on. You think I'll see these people? Go on. President Mahama. Yes. Hey. Yeah. Yes. Huh? Yeah, that's Good Friday. He was there. He came to church. He attended our church service. Yeah. And then who again? Nana. Yeah. Four more to do more. He's here. Fellow Guineans. Yeah. And then in Benin, I was honored by the president. President of Benin. And then, and who again? Is there any more? President of Nicaragua. Yeah. Noriega. Daniel Ortega. Sorry. Yeah. President of Burundi. Yeah. Who just died. Yeah. President of Namibia. Condescend to men of low estate has rather made me meet such people. Isn't that fantastic? How is this one? Yeah. This is in the president's office. Yeah. President of Namibia. Yeah. That's Bishop who? Prince. Bishop Prince, Dr. Ogo. Yeah. This is the president's office. Listen, I'm just explaining to you that as your mind is fixated on high things, you never see them. As you say, no, forget about it. I'm descending. You would rather be surprised that what you thought you would never see in this world is actually what you end up seeing. Yes. Yes. It's amazing. Is it not amazing? Yeah. So I just want to tell you, look, as we go into this new year, your next step forward is actually, mind not high things. Say, look, Charlie, I don't want this expensive, great things, whatever it doesn't. We are going for children. We are going to reach out to small boys and babies. We are going to secondary school. They have zero minus zero. Zero minus what? Zero. They are zero. They don't have even hair. All the girls have cut their hair. But we like them. Do we like them or we don't like them? We like them, Papa. Yes. Descent. Spend time counseling somebody who is 13 years old. Yes, spend time. Bishop Eddie said he was 13 years old when he gave his life to Christ. Spend time. Spend time as though the person is the most important person. Whenever I talk with people, you would think he's the only person I'm talking to. That's why if there's no timekeeper, it will go on forever. Because the person is I don't think of other people when I'm talking to one person. That person is everything. Yes, it's everything to me. Is that person's life and issues. Yeah. Just descend and be with, nothingness that God gives to us as a church. Rather, you'll be surprised. Can you believe we have had even this First Love Church? We have even had president. I wasn't here, but we have had presidents visiting when President Kufuor came here. I wasn't even there. And he came when I was not even around. He said, just a lower. He was in the church when you were out of town. Beautiful. It's amazing. As your mind is on, I must get this, I must. That's why I may not get a good husband, because your mind is on height. It's I need somebody who went to this school and went to that school and who is like this and who is like that and who is like this and who is like that and who is like this and who is like that and who is like this and who is like that and who is like this and who is like that. But you don't know that this funny little person that you marry You never imagine that what is going to turn out to become, eh? You are laughing at the way he pronounces certain words. You are laughing at the way he puts his finger inside his nose and then clears it out COVID-19 style. Some older ladies would have had nice husbands. I hear it's called cougar or something. Cougar. Is that what it's called? Cougar. Cougar is what? Older lady. So who is the cougar? And the lady. Yeah. They would have some of the older ladies who can't get a husband. They would have been so okay to have a nice young man if they were only condescend to men of low estate. It's true. Okay, you say oh and be there. So when Derek Prince's first wife met Derek Prince, 25 years old, he was, I think, 25 and she was 50. Yes. So she was 20, she was 25 years older than him. She looked after orphans. She formed an orphanage in Israel. And she was looking after children with abnormalities. Some couldn't speak, some couldn't do things. And they were rejects from families and so on. She gathered all of them. And she looked after them. She was just there. She trusted God for her life. And one day, the soldiers were passing by. And he said, oh, there's this lady who is whatever. So I think he just passed by. I don't know how. And then he met her. As a young man, he looked at this like something that is like his... You know, there were times later when he finished preaching, people would tell his wife, your son really ministered powerfully today. That's it. Yeah. Your son really ministered powerfully today. No, but that was later. But initially, you wouldn't know. But maybe it was later because she became, I think, like 70 and so on. She was much older. And then she died. When she died, you should have seen you should see Derek Prince. Up to now, when he talks about it, he starts to cry. He said, I mean, you see that he almost developing some bitterness against God for taking his wife. He said, few people can say what he can say about marriage. How he loved his wife. Both of them, the first and the second. The second one, he found her in a wheelchair. He said, I like you. Condescend! Condescend! Are you listening to what I'm preaching? Yeah, I've finished preaching. I told, I just wanted to chat with you. Yeah. Mind not high things. So that's why you are where you are, because your mind is on high things. As you see me here with the children, I'm happy. When I came here, at first I used to preach 30 minutes. 30 minutes. When I came, I didn't know the time. There was no clock. And somebody called me and said, the message has been divided into three. It's about 2.5 hours. I said, what? But when I'm talking, nobody is tired. I found people. Charlie? Your life is about to change. The next step forward is, I don't mind any high thing again. Yeah. I'm condescending and descending. I'm descending to men of law. Nobody that you see, let the person be important to you. I'm telling you, witness with your heart, follow up with your heart, call the person with your heart, gather your basenta with your heart, build the church with your heart, organize everything, the lowest, nothing. Don't worry. So this person is a dragger. Don't worry. He's a prisoner. What can he? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Yeah. One time I walk into a president's house. His words were, to what do I owe this honor? I was shocked. To what do I owe this honor? One evening, I was thinking, nobody wants to know whether I'm a doctor. It's the church, oh. This small, the low work that I chose to do. That one rather. Beautiful. May God strengthen you and guide you in your life to condescend to men of low estate. Yeah. I see you doing well, though.
Amen.
Yeah. Maybe it also means don't need to marry a tall person. It was a low estate. It could mean that too. It could mean that. You never know. What is the meaning of low? It's also low. What is the meaning of low? Estate, is it not the word stature? When you get the estate, stature. Descent. Brothers, condescend to men, women of low estate. Yes. I told you the story I saw in Colombia, right?
No.
I didn't tell you that story. You are lying. You people, you are lying in church. I was with Bishop Richard. We went downstairs in the hotel, and there were these guys, Americans, that were sitting in the lobby. Bishop Richard, do you remember? And they were, what were they doing? Oh, yes, tell us.
They were going through something like a catalog.
Catalog.
Yes. With different ladies.
Ladies.
Different Asian ladies.
Colombian.
Yes.
Colombian ladies.
Colombia, yes, South American ladies.
Yes. Each page was one lady.
Yes, each page you see a beautiful girl sitting there.
And why were they coming all the way from America to Colombia?
Because they said these girls in Colombia are more submissive, flowy, easygoing. They will not have that type in America.
Yeah. They condescended to Colombia to come and get good wives. You see? The stories are true. Mind not high things. Father, let all your children take the next step forward into the next great thing that you have in store. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for your help. And thank you for your power. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are not going to mind high things, but we are condescending. And through your mighty power, we shall see the next room that you have ordained for us in our lives. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Every standing. Now, as every head is bowed and every eye closed, you want to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to say, Pastor, somebody invited me to church, but I want to give my life to Jesus today. The happiness you are looking for, you'll find it when you descend to normal, ordinary men of low estate. You find it in Jesus, where the ordinary people who love Jesus are found. Father, thank you for all the people who are here who want to give their lives to you. If you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you right now. Maybe somebody invited you. You want to give your life to God, your heart to Jesus. Maybe you are watching on TV. You want to give your life to Jesus. On Facebook, on the phone, on YouTube, wherever. Pastor, pray with me. I need Jesus. If you want to give your life, your hand must be up. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front and lift your hand up at home, and let's pray together in your room, wherever you are. Come quickly, wherever you are. Come unto Jesus.
Come unto Jesus.
Come on, my friend. Let me pray with you.
Give him your life today. Come unto Jesus. Oh, let him have his way. Oh, come unto Jesus. Give him your life. Give him your life.
God bless you. God bless you. Let him have his way.
And let him have his way.
Lift your hand. Everybody lift your hand in your room, at home. Please don't go to the kitchen now. Please. Don't have lunch now. Please. We are praying to give our life to Jesus. Say this prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my heart to you. I give my life to you. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Wash me, Jesus, with your blood. Thank you for washing me, for saving me. Today, in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you for watching. If you also give your life to Christ, on the screen, there's a number, +233 56033 379. You give your life to Jesus, just send us a message. And by just sending us a text or WhatsApp on that number, and we are going to get back to you. And especially if you are lonely, you're not happy, you are depressed, or you are in a crisis, also send us a message and we are going to get back to you. We are very interested in being with you. Amen. Now, all of you in front here, please go this way with our pastor. She's waving her hand here. Go this way. God bless you. Please clap for these amazing souls. Now, you may be seated. Now, where's Rudy? Is Rudy here? I need Rudy. Is it Rudy? Yeah, Rudy and Rudy's not here. Oh, they should come around, man. What I'm saying? But I wanted to show you these guys. They are our children's church. Children's church. They are becoming bishops. They are from our children's church. Yeah. Because you see, we didn't just mind high things, but the low, small boys. Yeah. I just wanted to show them. They are our children. When we were in Switzerland, they were like this. 3 years and 2 years. 1 year. They are becoming bishops. Fantastic. Mind not high things. Please remember it all. One girl got a beloved. She said, this one has a travel mark. One girl got a beloved. She said, no, he didn't go to Achimota school. One girl got a beloved. I mean, everything, there was something. And where does it lead to? It leads to years of loneliness and sorrows. When you marry somebody, you will now notice his kindness and his love, and not his height or even his face. You will not even see the face. Yes. Most girls, when they ask them, whatever, they say, oh, he's caring. This is how they talk, he's caring. You've not heard them saying it before. That's all the marks you get. You get only marks for caring. The rest are not getting many marks. Mind not high things. When you mind not high things, you are the next to be an amazing star. Everything you think you will not get, that's rather what you get. You go to a place and somebody seems to, this one has a car, this one has this, this one has that. Why does, don't think of that. Why not hide it? Rather think of how to work hard. Yeah, how to help. How to be of use. Yes, what a blessing. And you'll be shocked at where you'll be in life. Yeah. You'll be shocked at the kind of marriage you will experience and the good things you see. Yeah, because you didn't put your mind on high things. We must have a wedding that is whatever. And even the first life church, you don't struggle for wedding because this place is here. Even if there's no decoration, the place is nice already. And you know it. You know it. No need of the building itself is decoration. It's difficult even to decorate it because it's already decorated. Katamashandalaba. Now I'm leaving this church because I want to go where there are mature men. There are mature men with who wear suits. Mature men. I want to see whether mature men with. I want to marry somebody who is like a father to me. The church has a small boys. Small boys. I need a father figure. Beautiful. Is there anybody in this room who doesn't need this message? Is there anybody in this room who thinks that this message applies to you? Yes. And you know one of the things you must not mind? Titles. So I'll work if you appoint me. Work without appointment, without ceremony, without robes, without anything. Just work. You'll be loved. You'll be loved and loved and loved and loved. Beautiful. Right. What is the next step? Communion. Yeah. You know how come we started to have the blessing of communion? By minding not high things. One day I called my secretary. I said, you know something? This golden cup is disturbing us. The golden cup and golden place that we use for communion disturbs us. It makes it difficult to have it. Throw it away. Bring me a normal whatever. Yeah. Suddenly communion became normal and simple. Yes. Complex things can keep you away from your destiny. Yes. I have to hold the golden cup. I have to do this, do this, do this. Hey! What a great blessing. Take out your bread.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which was shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. Mm-mm. The cup of blessing which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Mm-hmm. It will sustain you.
Stand to your feet.
It will make you whole. It will give you
lift
life.
Lift up the bread.
When I see the blood.
Father, I thank you for many blessings that come to us. The cup of blessing which we bless? Is it not the communion? Is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? As we partake of your holy body, Father, let power flow as a surge through everyone that is part of this great communion. Diseases are healed. Conditions are cancelled. Diagnoses are reversed. Healing comes to all by the power of the word and the power of the holy body, which is manifest at this time, the body of Jesus Christ.
When I see the blood, I will pass over you. I will pass over you. God called Prophet Elijah, sent him on a long journey. For 40 days and 40 nights, Elijah needed supernatural strength.
Oh. Now, harmless as doves, whatever has harmed you that you did, today, the harm is wiped away by the blood of Jesus. Any harmful effect of any activity that you have ever been engaged in that has harmed your life, today, by the blood of the Lamb, watching by TV, in England, in America, in Ghana, wherever, East Africa, be healed, be forgiven, be washed. Be washed of fornication, be washed of adultery, be washed of wickedness, be washed of evil by the blood of the Lamb. This blood speaks better things. It will defend you. The blood of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands for your blessing. This year, whatever followed you throughout the whole of 2021, it is unable to cross and stay with you throughout 2021. Whatever followed you in 2020, followed you around like a dog. Nakata mara mashanda. It shall be a supernatural turnaround. I say, receive a supernatural turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive wisdom, the wisdom of the serpent. Wisdom that makes you survive where bigger ones couldn't survive. It shall be a year of grace and glory for your life in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Throughout this year, you'll be hearing congratulations, well done, congratulations, well done. Whatever made you cry in 2020. This year, you will find yourself laughing about it to your surprise. Receive a year of good surprises. Receive a year of good surprises in the name of Jesus Christ. Mataka lorahinda imochanda emende baramando la minde kebaranda la masanda lava. It is your year of service to God. You will serve God like you've never served God all your life. When you look back after 2021, you wonder, was I ever a servant of God before this? for you shall be an anointed servant in his house. Let me hear your loudest amen. It is your year of bearing much fruit in the house of the Lord. Every spot of barrenness that is around you, the smell of barrenness and nothingness in God, doing nothing in God, is cancelled over your life in the name of all harmful practices that make you barren in God are cut off in Jesus' name. Deception, wickedness, duality, doubleness is removed from your life permanently in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hands. Every word that I have spoken in your direction comes to pass and is confirmed with speed. In the name of Jesus. 2021. Turning around things. In your favor. 2021. Turning around things. In your favor. What you cried about, you will laugh about. A year of divine laughter. A year of divine turnaround. Receive the blessing of Jehovah. In the name of Jesus. No one will be able to deny that God has chosen you. God has blessed you. God likes you this year. No one will be able to look at you and say, ah, where is your God? It cannot happen in 2021. In the name of Jesus Christ. I banish all funerals and such activities from your future in 2021 in the name of Jesus Christ. Neither will you be the subject of a funeral nor a funeral come nigh your house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God for good health. Now, while the whole world is reeling under the pandemic, you'll be going higher and getting stronger. By the angel of the Lord and by the blessing and help of Jehovah, those who don't believe in God will be shocked to see you going forth with strength, crossing 70 with ease, 75 with ease, and 80 with ease. In the name of Jesus Christ. Marasato baramanga bisotarabakatabada. You will not die swimming this year. You will not die by drowning. You will not die by accident. You will not die by sickness. You will not die by plane crash. You will not die by freak accident. You will not die by electrocution. You will not die from COVID-19. You will not die from any cancer. In the name of Jesus. Every chronic disease that has plastered itself to you is detached from you from today in Jesus' name. Father, thank you that as many as believe these prophecies, yes, it shall come to pass practically in Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. The Lord protect you. The Lord make his face shine on you. The Lord be cheerful when your name comes up. The Lord make his countenance, lift up his countenance over you and bless thee and be gracious unto you. In the name of the Father and in the name of the Son, the blessing of the Lord on all my children. Father, thank you for my children. I bless them from the bottom of my heart, and I thank you that the blessing of their father has prevailed. Let it be so in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, amen. Whilst others will be crying, you'll be laughing. The whole of 2021, receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today For more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more, make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.